Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
We come now to the Daily Devotional, beloved. And today we're at part 12 of 60 parts. I'm doing a 60-part series on the characteristics of Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're here at part 12. And today we look at fairness. Being fair. In the way that we are treated, and in the way that we treat other people's fairness. Jesus says this in Matthew, the 7th chapter, and verse 12. He is concluding his Sermon on the Mount, and he says this: "Do to others what you would like them to do to you. This is the essence of all that is taught in the law and the prophets." Jesus is saying right here that if you study Scripture, if you look at the law in Scripture, especially in the Old Testament, if you look at what the prophets are saying, Isaiah, etc., Jeremiah, they are saying that fairness is very, very important. And fairness, beloved, was one of those wonderful characteristics of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is why we are doing this series, so that we can grow and begin to understand Jesus more personally, and that we can then begin to adopt all of those characteristics. Fairness is one of those important ones. In actual fact, I would say that all of these characteristics were important, but fairness is amazingly important. Think of that time when you were at school. Think of that time, perhaps, when you were bullied. Maybe you're being bullied at work. Now, I know that the Lord God Almighty knows why I'm mentioning bullying, because bullying is such an awful thing in our society. Perhaps you have been marginalized because you are a Christian. You are a flag-waving Christian. And because of that, people at work are shunning you. You may well think to yourself, that's not fair. But in how others are treating you, you should treat them in fairness. Now, Jesus is saying right here, do unto others what you would like them to do to you. Not the other way around, beloved. He's not saying, do what they're doing to you, you do to them. He's not saying that. So if you're being bullied, then that means that you can go and bully other people. No, 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 no. What he's saying is, how you would like to be treated is the way that you must treat other people, even though they're not doing that. That's why Jesus said, turn the other cheek. He said, when you are in conflict, turn the other cheek. I remember reading the book, The Cross and the Switchblade, and then I had the privilege of interviewing Nicky Cruz, who was involved in that story. For it was Nicky Cruz who, on the streets of New York, as a gang leader, as a killer, gave his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. David Wilkerson was the minister from a small town in Pennsylvania who came to New York to seek out the gangs. And he met Nicky Cruz. And Nicky Cruz just said to David Wilkerson, come anywhere near me and I will cut you into 1,000 pieces. Well, David Wilkerson's attitude wasn't to say, well, I'll cut you back. No, 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 no. David said to him, well, you can cut me into 1,000 pieces, and each one of those pieces will scream, I love you. That's fairness. And it changed Nicky Cruz's life. And he has told me that himself, that something in him changed when he heard those words. Something plagued him until he realized that the Lord Jesus was tapping on the door of his heart. For behold, I stand at the door and knock. That's Revelation, the third chapter. But beloved, are we being fair? In other words, we're driving along the motorway and someone cuts us up. What do we do? Do we chase after them and do exactly to them what they did to us? Or what do we do? You may well be in a position of power at the work that you do, at the job that you do on a daily basis. You may well be in a position of power in some way. You may be the father of a household. Are you being fair towards your wife, towards your children? Or are you harsh with them sometimes? Are you unfair in the way that you deal with them? Because if you are, that needs to change. Jesus, one of his characteristics was fairness. And he says during his Sermon on the Mount, "Do to others what you would like them to do to you." Think of how you would like to be treated. And that's how we, as Christians, are supposed to treat other people. And note, I didn't say we are supposed to treat our brothers and sisters like that. That is a given. We are supposed to do that anyway. But we don't. We fail. We fail, beloved. We fail many, many times because we think the way I was treated was not fair. That was not fair, so I'm going to pay them back. I'm going to seek revenge in what they've done for me, or rather they've done to me. I am going to seek revenge because that makes me feel good. Beloved, revenge is not the answer. The Word of God says, "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord." Vengeance is mine. It's not ours. It belongs to God. So if you're seeking revenge, then you need to turn to Almighty God and say, "Father, I'm so sorry. That is your job, not mine. That is your job, not mine. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making that clear. Vengeance is mine, says Almighty God." Beloved, in the peace of the Lord, that is what we've got to do. We've got to turn to him and say, "Father, I am feeling vengeance towards someone. I am feeling that I want revenge. I need to turn that over to you." I believe there's someone listening to this broadcast right now who knows exactly what I'm talking about. One person, and you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking to you today during this daily devotional, and I believe Almighty God is talking to you as well. In Jesus' mighty name. And let me just tell you that we need to know that God is the one that seeks vengeance. He is the one who should be obeyed in all things. He is the one that we should turn to in times of trouble, in times of anguish, in times of bitterness, in times of anger, in times of disappointment. And when we see that we are not being treated the way that we should be treated, when we see that, beloved, what we should do is just say, "Father, I'm not being treated fairly here, but I turn it over to you. I give it to you, Lord. I lay it at the foot of your cross and say, Father, you are the judge of all. And so I give you this situation now in the name of Jesus." Jesus said this, "Do to others what you like would like them to do to you. Do to others what you would like them to do to you. That is the way we are supposed to behave, beloved. And it is so difficult sometimes. But what makes it easier is if we turn it over to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, it is your way, not our way. It is your will, not our will. In Jesus' name, Father, I commend this word. And I pray in Jesus' name, right now, for that person who is listening to this broadcast. Father, I pray that you convict them, that you tap them on the shoulder and say, turn to me. Give me all of this revenge, all this vengeance, all this bitterness. Give it to me. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.